Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Afghanistan Papers: A Secret History of the War by Dan Bittner examines how the United States became mired in a long conflict in Afghanistan and why success proved so elusive. Using publicly reported material and widely discussed government records associated with the Afghanistan Papers, the book focuses on the gap between official messaging and the realities described by diplomats, military leaders, aid officials, and policy advisors. It presents the war not as a single campaign with a clear endpoint, but as a shifting set of objectives that changed across administrations and agencies. Bittner highlights the persistent difficulty of defining victory, measuring progress, and building legitimate governance in a complex political landscape. The narrative also explores how bureaucratic incentives, short political timelines, and optimistic reporting shape decisions on strategy, troop levels, and nation building. As a result, the book offers a pointed history of how modern wars can continue through momentum and misaligned incentives, even when their stated goals remain uncertain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the credibility gap between public messaging and private assessments. A central theme is the recurring disconnect between what leaders said publicly and what many insiders acknowledge privately. The book describes how briefings, press statements, and official progress metrics often emphasized improvement, momentum, and achievable benchmarks, while internal interviews and assessments portrayed deep uncertainty about goals and outcomes. This credibility gap is not treated as a single act of deception, but as a systemic pattern created by institutional pressures. Commanders rotated quickly, agencies guarded their reputations, and political leaders needed narratives that sounded coherent to voters and allies. Under those conditions, reporting could drift toward optimistic framing, selective metrics, and ambiguous definitions of success. The topic also covers how the absence of a clear, durable strategy made truth-telling harder. When objectives shifted from counterterrorism to counterinsurgency to state building and back again, each shift required a new storyline that could justify previous sacrifices while promising future progress. The book underscores how these dynamics affected accountability, making it difficult for the public to evaluate whether resources and lives were being spent toward a realistic end state. In highlighting the consequences of distorted communication, the book invites readers to think about transparency, democratic oversight, and the role of candid internal analysis in preventing strategic drift. Secondly, unclear war aims and the problem of defining victory. The book emphasizes that one of the most damaging features of the Afghanistan war was the persistent ambiguity around war aims. Early goals focused on disrupting terrorist networks and removing the Taliban from power, but over time, the mission broadened into long-term stabilization, training Afghan forces, fostering democratic institutions, and supporting economic development. Each expansion created additional measures of success and additional ways to fall short. Bittner explores how strategy becomes fragile when the desired end state is not concrete. If victory means preventing terrorist attacks, the indicators differ from those for building a self-sustaining government capable of controlling territory and providing services. The book discusses how leaders often spoke of progress in terms that were difficult to verify, such as building capacity or improving governance. While on the ground, the security situation and political legitimacy remained contested. Another part of this topic is the time horizon mismatch. Nation building is generational, but political cycles reward near-term wins and visible milestones. The book shows how this mismatch encouraged short-term planning, frequent strategic resets, and an enduring hope that one more surge, one more training program, or one more governance initiative would produce a breakthrough. By tracing how shifting objectives obscured the meaning of success, the book highlights why wars can continue even when leaders cannot clearly articulate what winning looks like. Thirdly, metrics reporting and the illusion of measurable progress. Bittner pays close attention to the role of metrics in sustaining confidence and funding over many years. The book explores how quantitative indicators, such as numbers of trained personnel, districts under government influence, or aid dollars spent, can create an appearance of steady improvement while masking deeper fragility. Metrics are not presented as inherently dishonest, rather, the book shows how complex realities resist simple measurement. Afghan units might be counted as trained, even if readiness, logistics, and leadership were inconsistent. Territory control could shift quickly, and classifications of secure or contested areas could be revised or interpreted differently across reporting periods. In development efforts, counting projects completed does not necessarily indicate whether local institutions can maintain them or whether they improve legitimacy. The topic also examines how metrics can become targets. When careers, budgets, and political narratives depend on positive numbers, organizations may prioritize activities that raise measurable outputs instead of activities that improve long-term outcomes. The book describes how the constant need to demonstrate success encouraged a cycle of programs that looked effective on paper but produced uneven results on the ground. By analyzing the limitations and incentives around measurement, the book offers readers a framework for evaluating official claims in any prolonged intervention, especially when data is used to substitute for clarity of purpose and honest assessment. Fourthly, institutional incentives, rotation cycles, and bureaucratic momentum. Another major topic is how institutional structures can trap a conflict in motion. The book discusses the impact of short rotation cycles for military and civilian personnel, which can incentivize quick wins, visible projects, and optimistic reporting within a limited tour. Frequent leadership changes also make it difficult to sustain long-term relationships with local partners or to learn from earlier failures. Bittner portrays a system in which each new team arrives with a plan, reframes the mission, and faces pressure to show progress before handing off to the next team. The result is a patchwork of initiatives that may not add up to a coherent strategy. The topic also includes interagency complexity. Defense, diplomacy, intelligence, and development organizations often operate with different definitions of success, different chains of command, and different risk tolerances. Coordination problems can lead to redundant efforts or programs that undercut one another. Over time, sunk costs and reputational stakes can create bureaucratic momentum, where ending the mission feels like admitting failure, even if continuing lacks a credible theory of success. The book uses this lens to explain how large systems can sustain long wars through procedure, funding cycles, and institutional self-preservation. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why reform is difficult once a conflict becomes embedded in multiple organizations and political narratives. Lastly, lessons for policy, accountability, and future interventions. The book ultimately aims to extract lessons from Afghanistan that apply to how democracies decide on war, manage information, and hold leaders accountable. Bittner highlights the importance of aligning means with ends and ensuring that objectives are specific, achievable, and revisited honestly as conditions change. The topic also addresses oversight. When the public receives consistently optimistic messaging, it becomes harder for Congress, watchdogs, and journalists to evaluate trade-offs and demand course correction. The Afghanistan Papers material has often been discussed as a case study in how internal candor can coexist with external optimism, and the book uses that tension to stress the need for transparent processes and rigorous evaluation of claims. Another lesson concerns local politics and legitimacy. Military power can remove threats temporarily, but durable outcomes depend on political settlements, institutional capacity, and public trust, all of which are difficult to manufacture quickly from outside. The book suggests that failing to grapple with these realities early can lead to indefinite commitments. Finally, the book encourages readers to treat intervention as a policy tool with real limits, not an all-purpose solution. It calls attention to the costs of open-ended missions, including human loss, opportunity cost, and the erosion of credibility at home and abroad. This forward-looking perspective makes the book relevant beyond Afghanistan, offering a template for questioning assumptions before they harden into years of conflict. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, critical account of how the Afghanistan war was explained to the public versus how it was often understood inside government. It will benefit students of modern history, international relations, journalism, public policy, and military strategy, as well as any citizen trying to make sense of how long wars persist. The practical value lies in sharpening the reader's ability to evaluate official narratives, especially the use of progress metrics, shifting mission statements, and confident predictions that may not match conditions on the ground. By emphasizing institutional incentives and the difficulty of defining victory, the book helps readers recognize warning signs that can appear in other interventions and large-scale government programs. Compared with many Afghanistan war books that focus primarily on battlefield episodes or a single administration, this one stands out for its emphasis on systemic patterns, misaligned incentives, short-time horizons, and the communication gap between private assessments and public claims. That wider angle makes it worth buying for readers who want more than a chronology. It offers a framework for accountability and better decision-making, encouraging a more informed public conversation about when to intervene, how to measure success, and when to change course. If you would like to support Dan Bittner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.